You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You were here. Another fun-filled adventure known as Numbers with Wings. Today is going to be the... Wait a minute. I forgot to play the theme song. That's why it didn't work. Anyway. Yes, it's going to be the Wolf Island Music Festival recap. But first, the theme song. Okay. Let's start this day over again. All right, it's almost 6 minutes after two, Sunday afternoon. It is I, DJ Shambles, a.k.a. DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial, CFRC.ca on the interwebs, broadcasting from the lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L 3 and 6. All right, I'm going to blame this incompetence on the intense heat at St. Martha's Hall the last couple of days. But I can't. Just, I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I should be doing, but it just didn't work. Which kind of relates to a funny story. On Friday, I ran into Cody from Good Company at the Wolf Island there. And he said, yeah, wow, that radio thing. I'd like to try it, but it seems really hard. Some days it does, Cody. Some days it does. But no, seriously, folks. If you are interested in having your own show, as what's his name? DJ Overeasy mentions quite often. Just send an email to the volunteer and they'll train you up and let you run free. Now, just give me a second here. I have to back up an LP. Okay, it's technically not an LP because it's a 10-inch record, 45 RPMs, so make sure you get that right. So, the first band that I saw on Friday was Good Fortune, and I realize this is radio, and so it's all... we should be more concerned with audio, not video, but if you ever get the chance to see Good Fortune in person, the videos that have been created that go with the songs that play behind, like on a screen behind, or just the videos on YouTube or on their own website. Really cool stuff. Anyway, so to recover from that incompetence, here is Good Fortune.
Thank you.
All right. I am back. I am back, yes. Okay, so the first song we heard there was called Sosi by Good Fortune from the 10-inch record that I folded the cover for. Dang it. That she had pressed especially for this event. And it is called Un Rappel. So it has 5 songs and a bonus song. Okay, so there was an artist after Good Fortune, Almond Milk, the Kingston / Montreal. I don't know what you call his music, electronic-ish. I forget. Anyway, he's got too many of those songs with E's beside it. I didn't want to play the same one again that I played last week, so we'll just talk about him. He's fairly young, and he was talking about how he needed to work on his stage presence, but he managed to get everybody to sit crisscross applesauce for one of his songs, so that, you know, he's got something going for him. And he had some videos too, which makes sense because he was the critic's choice at the Slate Music Awards at Kingston Film Festival last year. Okay, so the other song I played there was called Tom Tom by Holy F. Those guys, wow. Like, bass, okay, I get how that works. Drums, I get how that works. The other two guys turning these knobs and stuff, I don't know what the heck they were doing to get that music coming into there. Like, at one point, he like had a pre-recorded tape that he pulled out and had this, it made sounds. It was, and for their show, man, the floor in the hall was just bouncing. It was, you can't really get the full impression over the radio unless you just crank your stereo beyond belief. So that was day one. And it was actually interesting because they ran a shuttle bus back to the ferry because, well, we won't talk about that. Because I guess Wolf Islanders are fairly sensitive about the ferry. Understandably so, I guess. But the other handy thing about volunteering here on the radio is you can, if you randomly meet people, you can say, oh, hey, I played one of your songs on the radio last week, and it starts a whole conversation. So I had a chat with Steve from Born Ruffians at the ferry. He was really cool. It was my first time at the Wolf Island Music Festival, and I must say, it's like very friendly. The musicians are all pretentious people. It was really just, it was awesome. And Maddie, I apologize once again for wearing the hobby shirt. Okay, so day two. We start off with Kira. And I've seen her a few times. The first, as I mentioned last week, by accident. And it was just her solo. And she, it wasn't her first time at the festival, and someone shouted out from the back, yeah, you were 14 the first time. So she's been doing it for a while. And when she does her acoustic show, she always ends with Ticket to Heaven, which I would play, but she says bad words in it. But because I'd seen it a few times, somebody who may or may not resemble me, when she asked at the start of the song, I'm going to tell you something about how I grew up, and it's Catholic, yeah. So anyway, but never mind that. Enough about me. So the song I'm going to play from her is called I've Seen a Ghost, which when she played it, the wind picked up, but apparently it's not about that kind of ghost, she said. Followed by Roadrunner by Emily Steele and The Deal, who, so Kira and Emily played outside, well, The Deal as well. And I'm going to play Roadrunner. And that was kind of fun because DJ over at Easy and I had to recreate the fight scene from the video. So it was fun. Not as good as Jesse, but we tried. All right, so here we go with Kira and Emily Steele and The Deal. Thank you. DJ Tangent. It is 2:27 and 40 seconds. Are you listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca? And this is Numbers with Wings, the incompetent version. Actually, no, it's the Wolf Island Music Festival recap. So, where were we? We were at the outdoor portion of Saturday's show. So next we move indoors, and the first artist there was Chloe Doucette. Last week I wasn't sure how to pronounce it, but given that her Instagram handle is Chloe with a bunch of E's, I'm going to guess that it's Chloe. Man, she was amazing too, despite the weather. Again, a small person with a guitar just commanding the place. If there are any, I happened to overhear a conversation on the ferry on the way back. If there are any promoters out there looking for somebody to play a show, apparently she's free till October. You know, put out some feelers. Just saying, it would be very cool. Okay, so that was the first of the indoors. The second, Land of Talk, who is Elizabeth Powell and Michael. Their whole band couldn't make it, so it was just this Michael, insert last name. He had records for sale, and I can't remember what his last name was. But he played bass and slide guitar. And they did one song of his where they had the audience sort of sing a part, because it would have been like a keyboard or something, so the audience was singing that part to go with it. It was fun. So they said it's very emotional stuff, like lots of emotions in their songs. And they mentioned the difficulty of, because of the temperature and everything, conversing with the audience while tuning, because the mental function wasn't there. The executive function was on strike. But they did raise an interesting, I thought it was kind of interesting, that songs that they wrote early 2000s when they were starting out versus songs they wrote more recently, do they still feel the same emotions and stuff that they were feeling then, or did they grow, develop, change? Yeah, interesting food for thought. So I'm going to play, their song that I'm going to play is called Give Me Back My Heart Attack, which is from the album Some Are Lakes, which on the little sticker on it said, steely, tightly coiled guitar music you can see your breath in. That was Pitchfork's version of it. But first, Stormy Blue by Chloe Doucette.
The squirrels and raccoons are having a turf war on our back porch, and I'm feeling restless, cross-legged on the floor. I can't say for sure when everything changed, but I still think we're both better off this way, and I miss you. In my dream last night, I wish you all the best, but I still hate you for digging in my garden and dying on my doorstep, and I miss you.
Okay, I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. I'm not as confident as I should be on that song being the one I said it was. Unfortunately, I was picking songs, on the service, the streaming service earlier today. And then I have the album in my hands. You get a free download. But the album only says side A, side B, doesn't list the songs, and I was counting tracks, and I hope that was the song. But if not, still a good song. Yikes. Okay. So that was Chloe Doucette and Land of Talk. That's from the album. Did I mention that? Some Are Lakes. Okay. So, back to Born Ruffians. So, a handy thing about them is when Cindy, with a Y, not Cindy with an I, two different Cindys here, was introducing them at the Wolf Island Music Festival, she identified them as power pop, which ticks off another one of the types of music listed in my program bio, or whatever you want to call it. So, bonus. So, you really got to get one of these volunteer gigs as a DJ, because I was casually schmoozing with them again on the ride back last night on the Wolf Islander 3. And I said, hey, I'm going to do a recap tomorrow because I don't have that much of an imagination. What song would you like me to play? And luckily, he said, Meantime, which is the first song on the side, so it's easy to get the needle in the right spot. The record is, like, the visual of it is really cool. It's gold, and it's got swirls in it. And it was just released recently. And we had a bit of a conversation about how they got to tour the record plant. Because a lot of records I've gotten lately has been created in the Czech Republic. But he said that there's a plant, if you will, I guess, in Burlington where this was done. And they got to see it in action and how they do the quality control and everything. That would be a fun thing to do. Maybe we can, Jesse can put together a CFRC road trip. Hint, hint. Anyway, enough for me for the moment. Here's Born Ruffians with Meantime.
A brief crack of light. big old
DJ Tangent. Not to sound like too much of a fanboy, but my God. The show that those folks put on, the Born Ruffians, with the heat and everything, they were jumping around on stage like crazy people. Like running in place, like where just standing was causing them to break into a sweat. And broke a bass string, an E string. Like, how do you do that even? Yeah, great show. And, like, I'm going to kid myself that you're listening, but Maddie, again, sorry for wearing the hobby shirt. I didn't know. I won't wear it again. Or maybe the next time I see, if I ever see Hobby again, I'll wear a Born Ruffians shirt, because I got one, because it's cool. It has lyrics on it. Actually, the lyrics to that song that I just played were on the back, my right shoulder. But I'm not going to take my shirt off, because that'd be weird in here. So the song I'm going to play next is what caused me the kerfuffle at the beginning of the show, because I had to, like, pretend to care. I had to get an MP3, and it goes on the computer on the left, and it started playing, and Jesse always puts my promo at the beginning of my show, and anyways, I know, a litany of excuses. So... there was on Saturday at the Wolf Island Music Festival, there was a group representing the Wolf Island Feral Cats, and they had this book called, it was about George the Feral Cat, and so I wanted to play this song in honor of George. It is Catnip Dreams by Shona Knife.
He's not just a standard cat. He is a cat, but he's too very fat. American calico cat. Cat a neighborhood, American calico cat. Catnip is a kitty cat drug. One puff, two puffs, high the green. Funny kitty got very sleepy eyes. I wonder what you're dreaming of. Catnip dream, catnip dream, catnip dream. Meow, meow, meow. Catnip dream, catnip dream, catnip dream.
Again, TJ, the TJ tangent. Yeah, right. DJ tangent. Anyway, that concludes the Wolf Island Music Festival review. I would highly recommend that you attend. Make sure you get your tickets early because Saturday sold out pretty quickly, I guess. That is for next year. So now I'm going to digress to a little bit of a tangent. I'll play a song, and then I'll play another song, and there's a connection. Okay, now this is... If these guys played Wolf Island Music Festival, that would be something. Anyway, some Jesus and Mary Chain, just to change things up. Got the headphones. Okay, so that was Just Like Honey by Jesus and Mary Jane. And the reason I played that is I was watching on KEXP on YouTube, Always, Canadian band, East Coast, Toronto, wherever they're from. They're all over the place. And they do a song called Lollipop, bracket, Ode to Jim, close bracket, which is to Jim Reed of the Jesus and Mary Jane. And at some show in Australia, Molly Rankin, the singer, lead singer of Always, was sort of said, hey, you're singing Just Like Honey, huh? And so that's why I played that one, and she sang it. I'm going to run out of time for this song, so once more, I am DJ Tangent, and this is, has been Numbers with Wings. Coming up is Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and it's, I think it's a repeat because he's still on vacation. If you follow me on the Instagram, which you should, Numbers with Wings, all mushed together, underscore CFRC, I'll be posting a video of the fancy record playing, the Born Ruffians record. But to leave, here is Always with Lollipop, Ode to Jim.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.